Is my cat too fat? Heavy petting on 95 BFM. Thanks to Pet Doctors.
Now we should have on the phone for the very first time E from Pet Doctors.
G'day, how's it going?
Good. Can you hear it? Can you hear us okay on your end?
Absolutely. Loud and clear.
Kia ora, mate. What was your name?
E.
E, like the letter.
Oh, okay, cool. Sweet. Easy. Easy peas. And how do you spell that?
Absolutely. Too easy, actually.
That's great. So don't hold it too long. It's not E, it's just E. Yeah, yeah. But not
yeah,
E.
No, yeah, no. Then you add a K and it goes E.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Absolutely. It's important.
You are today's pet doctor with the task of solving Auckland's pet problems.
One solution at a time.
Well, yeah, and actually, let's just go right off the top. I'm just going to read it verbatim. We have a 9-month-old poodle. Lovely, yeah, but quite cheeky. Can you recommend any good places for dog training in Auckland? We have left it a bit too late to train our dog.
Yeah, have they left it too late? Is 9 months too old?
Poodles are mental.
Not at all. I mean, the different stages of training. Obviously, it's for like having a child that grows up too quickly. It's sort of... you have your daycare stage, which is the puppy preschool up to about 4 months, and then you have the adolescent sort of training that goes on from there. So absolutely not. 9 months is still pretty young.
Okay.
Certainly there's a lot that you can do with sort of socialization and basic training as well. And certainly it depends on what part of Auckland, I guess, they're at. We're obviously based in West Harbour, and we have a couple around here, like the North Shore Dog Training Club, that we do have some clients to go to, and they have multiple sort of stages of training. And then you have like your sort of private dog trainers, like one we use is like Ken and Cadets, who do sort of like pack walking and one-on-ones. And
pack walking. I actually saw someone pack walking the other day. It looked quite gnarly.
Yeah. It's all to do with socialization, but also obedience training, being on the lead, and but also the way to interact with other dogs, and also how they react to different situations. And certainly 9 months old is still very young. Absolutely, get them there, get them socialized, get them trained.
Okay, so they won't be shunned for like taking the dog to a training thing, even though the dog's a little bit older. It won't be embarrassing for the dog or the owner.
No,
okay,
I mean it's a bit older than sort of what we call puppy preschool,
right?
But there's a lot of adolescent training and that's still available and definitely worth going.
Do you know any Auckland joints around that someone could take? Or it's probably
As I say, around where we sort of use like the North Shore Dog Training Club, Canine Cadets.
Canine Cadets.
Go on Google.
Nice.
Yeah,
and it's okay having a poodle as a dog. No comment on that. You're all good about that.
Yeah, no, they're pretty nice dogs. They're pretty intelligent.
Poodles have been nasty to me in the past. Like, they're just a little bit like, oh, pat me, but by the way, I might take most of your hand off.
Yeah, but are you talking about the mini poodles?
Well, just, you know, when they teeth it? Poodle? You know when they teeth it? They're like, and you're like, and then turns out they've got a brother one right behind you and it pounces on you.
Yeah, it's the chihuahuas you've
got to
watch, I think.
The smallest and the most deadly.
Hey, this next one is actually very close to John's heart, a.k.a. it actually happened to John's dog. I was there. I'll let John read it.
Okay, as Bikangri said, a personal story. Now, we've got some beehives on our property and two dogs.
Names may have been changed in the story to protect the guilty.
Names have been changed. We very occasionally, the dogs get stung by the bees. The other day, one of the dogs got a sting on his lip and his face puffed right up.
It was like, full on, man.
Even making his eyes go squinty.
He looked like a totally different dog. I was like, this is...
Yeah.
It went down after a couple of hours. However, we're just a bit worried about him getting another sting. Are there any remedies for dogs when they get a bee sting?
Probably see the vet, see your local vet. I guess if it's sort of, you can't make, because they can actually, like humans have, like really severe anaphylactic reactions. So, you know, the humans who get life-threatening sort of conditions.
Right.
That can happen. It's not as frequent, but it can happen. Most of the time, most bee stings tend to be like a sore paw. Or they get this big swelling and they kind of look like Sharpay, basically.
Oh, man, it just went real full on and we're all like, whoa.
Yeah.
But also, the thing is, the dog, you could see in the dog's eye, the dog didn't know what was going on. You could just tell the dog was like, well, I've been good, why is my face wet?
Yeah.
And it was just heartbreaking because you're like, look, you've been stung by a bee. And the dog's like, I'm a fucking dog. It was real weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got like Claritin at home, which is an antihistamine, lorazepam. Yeah. So in the buying, you can use Claritin. Like, so if you've got a small dog, you give like half a 10 milligram tablet. If you've got a medium sized dog, it's a 1 10 milligram. And a large dog, you give like a 1 10 milligram twice a day. So, but I mean, again, it depends how bad it is. If it's a very mild reaction, like us, most of the time it goes away after a few hours, and you're fine. But if it's swollen or you start getting bumps down the body, or if it's quiet or they have sort of diarrhea, then seeing a local vet is absolutely the best thing you can do. But it's emergency wise, get a Claritin out.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that. Good.
Okay, cool.
And probably just fence them off from the bees.
Yeah, totally.
That's probably the best way to do it.
Now we've got. Have we got another question over there?
Yes. Are we going to four or three? What are we doing, John?
I don't mind.
This is actually probably quite a good one. There are so many different types of cat food. How do I decide which is best for my cat?
Yeah, that's like a one day conversation, basically.
Oh, right. Yeah. You just look at your bank account and go, oh, caged eggs, and just get on with your life, kind of thing. Buy the worst shit.
it's always so hard because you're feeding your kids, right? So you want to feed your kids the best thing.
Sorry, Matt, you're muffling out. Oh. You're muffling out.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
there you go.
There we go.
Yeah. At the end of the day, you're feeding your kids, and you want to do what's best for them, but there's so much choice out there and so much selection. So, it's a pretty, I guess, open-ended question. It depends on if the cat's got problems, like if, whether it's got sort of underlying things like kidney problems, urine problems, then wet food is maybe better. There's no issue with feeding just dry diet. I like to have a bit of a mix.
Nice. That's a good option.
Yeah. I mean, the jury's a bit out in terms of, like, over the years we've had, like, you should feed more wet food in some cats. But the sort of jury's a bit out in that in terms of just feeding dry food versus just feeding wet food. And then, obviously, you have all your sort of raw feeding and things that come in as well. So, I guess what's best for the cat, for your cat is dependent on whether your cat has underlying issues, what your cat likes to eat. You might have a cat that just hates wet food, which happens. Or you have a cat that just hates dry food.
Or if the cat is always at the neighbor's, maybe time to knock on the neighbor's door and figure out what's going on.
Yep. And usually you can tell that if the cat comes back and it's about 9 kilos. So, it's a pretty tough question to sort of answer, unfortunately.
Kind of, but maybe just a trial and error type thing?
Definitely sort of depends on life stage. Things we look at is what life stage you're
hey,
at.
Hey, what, E, just while you're just on that life stage and all the rest of it and feeding things, somebody's just texted in on the fly here. So they've got an elderly dog that won't eat anything they offer her. Any suggestions? Yeah. She's 16 and drinks a lot of water.
Yeah, I mean, when we see sort of dogs who start drinking a lot of water, it's not necessarily they don't like the food. It could be they have something like kidney failure, or which can affect your appetite a lot. So,
so maybe if that dog goes to the vet, probably won't come back, kind of thing. Is that what you're getting?
Not necessarily. I mean, we can do blood tests. We can see how bad it is. Kidney disease isn't a death sentence. Like we've got lots of stuff now that we've got great food that we can sort of reduce toxins going through the kidney. Yeah. We've got things that we can help with appetite.
Chuck some red dye in there, kind of thing, and watch it go.
Yeah, it's not quite like the snake oil, but okay. Certainly things that we can do to help. But we have to sort of make sure that there is actually a reason why they're doing what they're doing.
So it's
not always that they just don't like the food. It's maybe, especially in an older dog, that there is something going on in there which is not abnormal.
Could be a protest.
Unheard of every day.
Could be some kind of protest that we don't understand.
Could be teeth.
Now, someone's texting.
It's just weird calling someone E every 5 seconds. It's giving me a weird vibe, but I'm going to get used to it, I'm sure of it.
Now someone sticks in wondering about, apparently they've got a pet, it's a golden bell frog at home, and they want to get him another frog as a friend, If they were to introduce a smaller frog to the tank, is it true that they may, the big frog may eat it? And or could they introduce a wild frog, or are they best to get one from the pet store?
All of that stuff will happen. Yep.
That's an interesting question. Yeah, I mean, a disclaimer. I'm not a frog vet by such an imagination. I think I've actually seen one in my life. But there is actually information that bigger frogs will eat smaller ones.
There is information that a big frog will eat a small frog.
So I was looking through. There's a study sort of a while back that showed that for every millimeter increase in body size, the frog becomes 2.8% more likely to eat the other frog.
So wow! First of all, thank you for someone doing that study.
Being quantified. Who knows where the funding came from?
That is a great work story, whoever did that.
Yeah.
That's mad.
So, look, I mean...
is there a threshold that the frog gets to and it just starts eating everything around it?
pretty much. Cannibalism happens in frogs, and they're sort of saying that normally it's the introduced frogs that eat all the native frogs that they, in the place, but cannibalism, so the frogs of the same species, it does happen as well, and we don't really know why it happens, but whether it's for the same nutrients, but it does happen. So I guess with a wild frog too, you also run the risk of having diseases come in.
Yes.
Like the chytrid sort of fungus on frogs, yeah.
Okay, so maybe just be careful with that one. Maybe the frog is best left alone. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Might not be a bad idea.
On a rock with a ukulele playing Rainbow Connection.
Mm. Yeah, or Caribbean amphibian.
Yeah. Now we've got one question about a cat, or we've got a question about a goat. Should we go?
Don't ask me that. I'm biased.
Shall we go? Let's go with the goat one.
Yes.
So someone's texting. They've said we've got a decent sized property in Waiuku. We've been thinking about getting a pet goat. For our children. To what extent can a goat be domesticated? I've read that goats are extremely sociable and love freedom.
They do love freedom. My goat ran away.
Will the goat potentially require more care than a dog?
It's almost like the best opening for a joke, isn't it? It's like, we thought getting a goat would be a good idea. they're pretty social animals. I mean, I think it's worth, if you get one, pretend to think about getting a couple of them, because they're quite social.
Yeah, from memory, my goat had a real lonely vibe about it, definitely.
Yeah, so constantly pining for the sheep or just for the other goats.
I think it was, true.
We should just quickly
I think it could see the dog running around and it was too smart to know. It was like, well, I can run.
I guess simple answer is they're quite social. So you probably want to have a herd, two or three, rather than just one single goat.
Yes.
They're relatively domesticated, but they do also come, just like with any other animals, they have like worming needs, parasite control needs.
Is there a type of goat that's like a winner for like good with the kids but also mows the lawn?
Not off the top of my head. I just know them as either milking goats, eating goats, or hair goats. So.
Okay, so potentially get an eating goat if it all goes wrong. Carry.
Yeah, absolutely. You can have a nice Christmas meal out of it.
Nice.
Can you teach a goat any commands? Could it sit or jump? Or
I'm really not sure about that.
I guess anything to say, how much time you want to put into it, I
exactly. I mean, they're sociable, but
let it be a goat as well. Don't try and make it a dog, kind of thing. If you want a dog, get a dog.
In saying that, I have to say goats are probably more like cats. They're a little bit more of a diva rather than a dog.
Right on. They might be more
like a cat. Yeah. So I have heard people sort of refer to goats more like cats and dogs. So it is possible that they'll just sort of jump over the fence and toilet on your lawn and then not look back twice either. So
yes. Fuck yeah, goats rule. Yeah. Hey,
it'll be difficult.
E, thank you very much, mate. You've been very accommodating. We'll keep throwing these random questions at you guys left, right, and centre, and you will prevail.
Absolutely. It's been interesting. Thanks for having me. Right,
thank you. Big thanks to Pet Doctors.
Yeah, thank you, Pet Doctors.
No worries. Talk to you later.
Bye. You like the hard pats, don't you, boy? Heavy petting on 95 BFM. Thanks to Pet Doctors.